Let's talk about some things from the past that we wish we could either experience again or experience the first time. We're calling this segment Ticket Quantum Leap.
Yes.
If you remember the Scott Bakula vehicle from the 80s and early 90s.
I don't.
It was a TV show where he would travel back in time. In fact, you and Justin were bringing up, I think earlier this week, sort of maybe FOMO for moments in the past
yeah.
you wish you could have experienced.
Yeah, and I think as P1s first, and we just so happen to work here, and I think all P1s do this, but you can just, you know, kind of how bros will sit around and you'll just name random college running backs from the early 2000s.
Yeah, remember some
like
guys.
We as P1s, we'll just talk about random ticket moments, and we all do this. Justin did this too, and Justin, you brought one up Monday, and I was like, man, that would have been really cool to be there, because I don't think any of us on the show were there when it happened, but it would have been so awesome to witness.
Yeah, there's no audio of it, unfortunately, but it was the moment when Chris Arnold, when he did a show here, had Vern Troyer, Mini-Me, in studio, and the one thing that they were told was, do not help Mini-Me, or sorry, help Vern Troyer up into his chair, because, of course, he's like 2 feet tall. And Chris Arnold blew by that stop sign and said, no, I'll help him up in his chair anyway.
Come on, little buddy.
And so he's like picking up a reluctant Vern Troyer and setting him into a chair while he's kicking and screaming, fighting against it. And I would have absolutely loved to have seen that play out.
I would have paid so much money. And it's kind of Mandela effect, because hearing Corby do the story, and when the hard line would always say, come on up here, little buddy. It feels like that happened on the air, but it's just the retelling. And I'll see Chris at Mavs games all the time, and he has a good sense of humor about it, and I'll just be like, hey, come on up here, little buddy. And within like 2 seconds, he'll get on his phone and he'll show me a picture of Chris, Corby, and Vern Troyer that they have. Yeah, he's just at the ready. He's like, man,
that's amazing.
So funny.
All right, so fellas back there at the station, what are those moments that you wish you could live or relive?
I'll start with this one. This is one that...
Oh, Quantum Leap.
I was not here for, obviously. This was a long time ago. This was in 2006, September 11th.
Oh.
This was when Norm and Gordon got into a fight because
yes.
Gordon was trying to put down Norm's picking abilities. And so Norm, you know, put out picks against the poll every week. And Gordon countered that by just flipping a coin.
Yeah.
And it led to a pretty classic fight, which we can play a little bit of here. We don't have to, but...
If you want to completely diminish it with a coin, that's fine.
No, the point is that we're examining this research and examining what's the point of doing this.
That's
Fritos electric bills, that's what.
No, that's fine.
I mean, you guys financially gain by doing these picks, correct?
I think it is incredibly unfair.
Frito, do you financially gain by doing these picks?
Gordon, you're not.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want to stop picking
games?
Yes,
that's the point. Is if the research,
then I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon.
Okay,
we'll talk after the air.
Like what?
Mocking dead people.
What, you're bringing up the JFK thing.
No,
everyone has to keep going back to that.
No,
wait, the whole show.
Okay, who's?
We can bring up several of
who?
No, Gordon, here's the point.
I don't choose to tear our
wait,
own
do you financially gain by the picks?
Yes.
Is that the reason that you do it?
No.
Okay.
Gordon, how damn many years do you know how I've been doing picks? You don't have any idea, do you?
I'm guessing.
You don't have
what?
Freaking
well, let, no,
any
me,
idea,
I want to guess.
You.
Can I
you
guess?
You don't have any idea. How many years?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
And you go on to guess. Just the tension that had to be in there. When they actually went to break and turned their mics off.
You just want to go underneath the desk and hide.
And
by the way,
a 6-minute fight.
Knowing yeah. Norm as well as I do, whenever he mixes in a damn on the air, that's just a placeholder for a much worse.
Oh, my God. Damn many years.
Yeah.
As if that mattered.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great, Norm.
Ham.
Miss those fights.
What do you got, Ham?
So for mine, one of mine would have been Krennic, but we played that a couple weeks ago. I'm a big
yes.
fan as a board up of the playlet. Uh-huh. And I think one of my favorite playlets that I've ever heard on the station was Jill back in the day, who was the best at it. And this was during the Musers when they were talking about two French dudes at the Grand Canyon.
Two guys go to the Grand Canyon. They're French-speaking men. They take some video and they upload it to YouTube. at Grand Canyon National Park that shows them shirtless, wearing boxers, luring a squirrel to the edge of the cliff and then kicking it into the Grand Canyon.
God. I hate squirrels, but that's awful.
The video was quickly taken down and then, of course, posted by other users who had snagged it. So these guys were French-speaking.
Does that mean they're from France? Or are they French-speaking Canadians?
Hold on, they're about to kick the squirrel. Yelling, getting all psyched up.
Boy, you get jerked.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
How did you get that audio play together in short notice?
That's awesome.
Oh, Jill, the absolute best.
Dude.
Man, so Ooh. Perfect. I'll go.
Yeah,
I'll go back.
Go for it.
So there's so many little moments, like not necessarily classic ticket moments that I go back that just make me laugh.
Yeah.
Like with the hard line, Mike would walk into the control room and ask me if he could go to the bathroom during breaks. For whatever reason, that would make me laugh.
Okay.
But something that's been living rent-free in my head since October, and this is it's a rent-free with Vince Young. Every time I see Vince Young now,
okay,
I think about this day in 2018 where the hard line was supposed to have VY on the show that day. They were supposed to have him on at like 3:50, right off the top.
Yeah.
He doesn't call in. And his guy was like, hey, he'll call in 20 minutes. 20 minutes goes by, still no Vince
Young. They
kept
pushing it back.
Still no Vince Young. And Danny and I are in the control room, and it's finally like 5:30, 5:50 or so. We just said, we should just call in as Vince Young and see what happens. Because the hard line was in studio that day, too.
Yeah.
So we had to hide. So Danny finally calls in as the fake Vince Young.
Okay.
All right, College Football Blowhard is brought to you by
Flip's Patio Grill, Grapevine, in Fort Worth.
And on our phone now, we're joined not by Vince Young, but by the College Football Blowhard.
Thank you.
Who's actually here and not on the phone.
Are you kidding? Vince Young?
Guys?
Yeah?
Hello? How y'all doing?
Vince? Vince? Can you hear us, Vince?
Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Not doing all right. How y'all doing?
We're doing pretty good. Where are you today?
Texas.
Okay, I knew it. I knew it. Just okay. Don't do it to us.
All right.
Just don't.
All right.
Y'all like tater tots? Because I do.
All right, let's go over what...
And I think Mike was going along with it. I think Corby knew right away that this is Danny's voice.
That's awesome.
Hello.
So I have one that we don't have audio for, but if I could go back and relive something via Quantum Leap style, I would want to be with Psycho Dave during his Hey Man, What's Up rodeo over at the old station across from Revershawn, because on Big Dick's show, the P1 Wild Ass Circus, they would do a bit where members of the crew would go across the street to Revershawn Park, back their car in and turn their lights on, which was a signal for gay dudes to hook up, and you would have to record yourself having small talk with that random individual as long as you could try to, like, you know, stretch out the small talk as long as you could before sex was brought up.
Okay.
And Kevin Scott did it. I think Kevin Blanford did it. I mean, this was way back in the day. Psycho Dave apparently went over there but got so freaked out, he just left.
Oh, no.
And nobody knows where he went. We were, like, so worried about Psycho.
Did somebody kidnap Psycho Dave?
I know. So if I could relive just the fear he had that to where he had to bail in the bit, I would like to see that.
I would like that bit to be brought back.
I think
time kind of killed it.
Yeah, I think so. But if I could relive one moment, it would be on the Morning Musers. I forget what year this was. I want to say it was maybe 2018, 19, I'm not sure. But this was when the Bro Country Beatles were brought up. And this was one of the most times I've laughed ever on air at this station.
We dug up John and George
to get
for
their
this.
DNA. Yes. And we waited 18 years for you to grow to maturity, and now we've got a 300 sold out dates lined up in every major arena.
I don't care. We want to play where we want to play.
And you guys wanting to play the honky tonk across town?
That's so.
For the door and 10% of beer sales.
We want to do some Kenny Chesney covers.
Refocus. You are Beatles. Do Beatles music.
They want to do the long and winding Red Dirt Road.
Yeah, we got to talk about how they would.
I think I got their first album.
Okay.
Yellow Silverado. Drive My Truck, right. Of course, instead of drive
my
car.
Drive My Car, yeah. Right.
Tractor to Ride.
She's got a tractor to ride. Good, yeah.
Elmer Wayne Rigby. Cornfields Forever. And All You Need Is Dove. I think that's the first side of their first record. That'll be great.
Instead of the white album, I have the Red, White, and Blue album. I have Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Recruiting Office off the square. This is about not signing up for service.
Yeah.
Long and Winding Farm to Market Road. I got Huckleberry Fields Forever.
Okay.
While My Kubota Gently Weeps.
Man. So great.
So now
Elmer Wayne Rigby is
so now when
my
I
favorite.
Hear the Beatles, I think of them being red reincarnated and wanting to be Red Dirt artists. All right, there's a first edition of Ticket Quantum Leap.
There's so many.
Who knows if we'll ever bring that back.